Whoa, my voice. I did not expect that. Okay. Hi, I'm Bella, and I'm subbing for the Shukri Writes Show, which is pretty awesome. I'm happy to be here. That last song was Summer's Over by Jordana, and this is Bella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Sorry, I'm very frazzled right now. Anyways, yeah, that was Summer's Over by Jordana, because I thought it was funny, because it's kind of ironic considering how warm it's been. Has anyone else noticed that? How warm it's been? It's been so warm. It's like a tad concerning. But it's okay, because, you know, I was lying on Umpress Lawn and being like, you know, the warmth is nice. Let's just enjoy it. There's a little bit of fear in the back of my mind, but just gonna enjoy it. Yeah, I have some songs for today. I'm gonna be here for 2 hours, which I'm sure everyone on air is excited for. I don't know if you could tell that was sarcasm. It'll be fun. That was like some self-deprecation, but it'll be fun. I promise. You'll be like, I'm so glad I tuned in. I'm rambling. Yeah, let's just play some tunes. I'm gonna be quiet for a little bit, and then I'm gonna talk about the tunes, because I love to talk to no one's liking. Just kidding. Anyways, here's some songs. This next song is Hey, Who Really Cares by Linda Pear. Pear? I actually have never pronounced that last name before. But yeah, just.
Been coming down for a long time. Change is coming down on me. Can't seem to carry them all now. Been wishing there was someone else I could be. Hey, now who? Hey, won't somebody listen? let me say what's been on my mind. Can I bring it out to you? I need someone to talk to, and no one else will spare me the time. Used to think of Ferris wheel light sounds, the Friday hum of neons and blue, but now they're like circular cages of grated tin and rusted wind. Hey, now who really cares? Hey, won't somebody listen? Let me say what's been on my mind. Can I bring it out to you? I need someone to talk to, and no one else will spare me the time.
straight face, case, sirrah, sirrah. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna wait.
Around.
All right. So, those last few songs. So I said, Hey, Who Really Cares? Already. And then Forest Lawn by Better Oblivion Community Center. And then that last song was Uncle Albert / Admiral Halsey by Paul and Linda McCartney. So let me just say, first of all, that this is going to be a hot take, especially within like the Phoebe Bridgers community. But I personally prefer Better Oblivion Community Center to Boy Genius. Sue me. Sue me. I really like that record. I think it's a good project. I think it's a great project, even, dare I say. So that was Forest Lawn. It was just a really good song. I would listen to that record on repeat back at home, so it was nice to hear that. That last song was just a fun little ditty, you know? I like a lot of the Beatles solo stuff, especially this record is really good. Ram is just so fun. It's so fun. And this is a fun little tune, a fun little like 5 minute tune, and it's fun. Anyways, this next track is dedicated to some of my friends, because we were talking about the King of Pop, and I'm not gonna call her out by name, but one of my friends really did not know that much about him. She was like, he has that one song, Thriller, right? And that was it. And she just assumed that, like, other famous songs by him were by, I think she said Bruno Mars. This is really funny. And then I was like, okay, what's the first song that I know, like, that comes to mind when I think of him? And it's this next song. And I mentioned it in conversation, and then I listened to it for, like, seriously 24 hours straight, which is like, I mean, it's a good song. Is it 24 hours straight worthy? I'm not sure. Oh, my alarm went off. But yeah, so this is that song. I think it's good. But yeah, enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Those were a few songs. Let's talk about them. Yeah, we had Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. I don't know why, but whenever I think about Michael Jackson, I think about that song. And look, okay, I don't know. It's just, it was playing and I was dancing in the studio. I'll be the first to say it. It's catchy, man. It's really catchy. And I like it. And so that was that. 5 a.m. by the Millennium. That just came up in my Discover Weekly. I knew that song before, but I was like, I would love to rediscover this. Put it on the playlist. And then that last song was classic, On the Level, Mac DeMarco. If you know, if there's one thing about me, it's that I really like Mac DeMarco. And that song... That song, I was like, oh, I'm going to do like a super deep Mac DeMarco cut. But like, this is kind of a really famous one. But dude, I don't care. I really don't. It's a good song. I remember I would like go on walks and listen to it. And it was very, I don't know, fun. And yeah. Okay, well, it's 8:32, which means it's getting to be that time to do a fun little PSA. And this PSA, like, kind of relates to the next song in a twice removed way. So yeah, I'll read it out and then we can talk about it. Okay. Thinking about adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio. Okay. I always wanted a dog growing up. I'm pretty sure my parents are listening to this, so I hope they hear this. But I always wanted a dog, and I get it. Dogs can be a lot of work, but it's so rewarding, I feel like, to have any pet. I had a cat growing up. Shout out to Ivy. I miss you. But yeah, definitely think about adopting a dog. And adopt. Don't shop. And the reason that relates to the next song is because I was like, I'm just going to play this song and it'll be fine. No, I have to give credit where credit is due. And maybe I'm... Okay. So this next song that we're going to play is called Used to Be Friends by C. Rose. And I did not know about C. Rose before it was introduced to me. And I, one thing about me is that I love sad music. Warning, this is going to be kind of a sad song. But I love Sad Music, and I know that scene pretty well, that kind of offshoot of Phoebe Bridgers scene, like School Crusher and LaMelda and the like, that's like uber depressing, like really sad. And so when I was introduced to this, I was like, okay, I'm no sadder. No. I can't believe I didn't know this artist. They're actually touring right now with another sad artist that I put right after them, Matt Maltese. Oh, I forgot. Zeros is in a band right after him. Matt Maltese, who's another really, like, just really depressing music. But the reason it relates to the PSA is because my dear friend Maddie, I'm putting it out there into the universe, introduced me to Zeros. They knew about Zeros before he was cool. I'm putting it out there now because they're like, oh my god, we need a gatekeep Zeros, which is valid. It's so good. And I'm broadcasting it, which I guess, oops, but you know, the listeners can know. Yeah, so this next song is Used to Be Friends by Zeros. It's pretty sad, but it's fun. It's all good. Okay, here's that.
Halfway down the hall, 'cause it was easy to.
All right. So those were a few songs that, okay, three songs ago, used to be friends, C. Rose. By the way, forgot to mention the connection between the dog PSA or the shelter PSA. And yeah, Maddie loves dogs. That was the point. And also, even a better connection, it was, I said the PSA between Mac DeMarco's On the Level, On the Record, This Old Dog, and C. Rose's Used to Be Friends, on an album called Guard Dog. How did I not notice that? How did I not make that connection? I don't know, but there it is. This PSA is having a lot of effect on the rest of my show, evidently. But it's okay, it's fine, it's fine. I just thought that was really funny. I was like, do I see two dogs? Anyways, okay, That's fun. Anyways. Okay. Then the next one was Crystal by Matt Maltese. And that last track was My Diet by, I'm going to mispronounce this, Micah Prêt. It's giving French. Okay, so for Crystal by Matt Maltese, may I just say that, like, Matt Maltese is so good. He kind of blew up on TikTok a year ago, I want to say, with As the World Caves In. And I don't know. But, like, I feel like people need to listen to more of his stuff. That's, like, a big issue, apparently, is that people... I'm not on TikTok currently, but people on TikTok are only listening to the... like, one part of one song, and then they go to concerts. Steve Lacy. And then, you know, they're not appreciating the artist's full works, which is just interesting. But you guys should listen to Matt Maltese's, like, full discography. It's so good. If you're into, like, super, like, wallowy, sad music, that's good. And C. Rose is touring with Matt Maltese, which I think is insane, and I wish they were coming by here, but they're not, which is fine. This is fine. And that last track... My Diet by Micah Prêt. I don't know why I'm giving it a French accent. It just feels right for some reason. Super underrated artist. He came up on my Discover Weekly about, I want to say, a few months ago. And I was like, oh, let me check him out on Instagram. And he had, like, less followers than me. And I was like, guys, we got to get on this. It's so good. Also very sad. But anyways, yeah. Yeah. This is a good track. It's good songs. The next song I'm going to play this is in honor of my really good friend, one of my best friends, quite frankly, who I miss a lot. Charlotte, I know you're listening. I love Charlotte / Pluto. We worked at camp together and yeah, I miss her a lot. And she showed me, we made playlists for each other, kind of showing music that we liked, and I was like, oh, Father John Misty. I don't know why I was like anti-Father John Misty. I don't really know what kind of cynical bone was in my body, but then she showed me this song and I was like, oh, hold on, I can get on this. But anyways, this is for you, Charlotte. I miss you a lot. When I come home, when I come back to Jers, I'll be sure to meet up with you because I miss you. Okay. This is Nancy From Now On by Father John Misty. And then I'm going to be quiet for a little bit. And then we're going to listen to some more tunes. And then, yeah. Yeah. All right. Enjoy.
Punch me in the face. You can call me Nancy. Every man wears a symbol, and I know I have mine. I've got my right hand stamped in the concentration camp where my organs scream, slow down, man. Just a couple states below. Fend for myself with what looks I have left. I'll put away a few, and pretty soon I'll be breaking things like how would you. Just a couple states below. Run, boy.
She told me to sit anywhere. Super Rizzo, Paco, Zumba, Super Rizzo, Paco.